How you doing? It's just you and me.
Lissa, so far, just us. How are you?
Finishing lunch, I looked up and I was like, oh no!
Time for lunch.
How's everything?
Good, good. Getting warmer, luckily.
Oh, we have some gentle snow falling. You wanna see it?
Yes, for sure.
It's just, you might not be able to. It's very light. Can you see it just a little bit?
Nope.
I don't want to drop my computer out.
Yeah, don't do that.
You have to.
Gently
floating.
Yep. Nice.
I know.
It's raining here, which I'm like, I'm happy it's warmer, but I'm also, I just plan to go skiing next week. And I'm like,
nearby you?
Nearby me. I'm like, don't rain
too much. Are you? No, where do you live?
Oh, I live in Cleveland, Ohio. So I'm actually going
to. Oh, okay. Did you get some of that winter blast?
Yeah, not terrible. I mean, it's just been like snowing a few inches every day for the last few weeks is what it feels like.
We had rain last week. I'm like, come on, you know, but I totally feel for the people in Texas because I know what it's like to be in those ice storms, but you know, we've collected, you know, cast iron, cook over a fire, you leave the water on so the pipes, you know, you fill your bathtub, empty the pipes, you know, like we have all these things that we know, and it's, I just feel for them so deeply.
I know, and there was just no government infrastructure either to support them. Awful. Yeah.
Terrible. I don't know. It's a rough way to see what needs to be changed. That is for certain.
I know, like you'd think that someone could preventatively have, you know, foreseen this.
But no, we're humans, so we need to watch it play out.
Right. Exactly.
Here comes everyone.
Hi, Alana. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to see you guys.
It's snowing, these big, fat, clumpy snowflakes outside right now. And I just want to like put on my parka and pull up a lawn chair and just like sit outside and get snowed on. I don't want to be at my desk today at all. I just thought
you should go do that.
I know. Maybe there is a point during our work period where you actually could just like run just outside for a little bit. Let the snow melt.
I did that with my grandson last week. He loves making snow angels. And then we just lay there and watched it coming down.
Hi, Inval.
Beautiful.
She is.
Alana, I'm glad you could make it. We haven't seen you in a little while.
It's Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Myself here.
Well, as we're, I mean, it looks like almost everyone is here, or we have enough to start, but I'd love to hear, you know, I'm Caitlin. I know most of you guys, we've been together for the last few months, but in case you forgot, I'm Caitlin Fitzgordon. And, you know, let's just do a quick, like 30 second check in on how planning is going. And if you have any, you know, well, yeah, just do that. Like, tell me about what's coming up for you around planning today. Who wants to start?
I can start. I'm Ilana. What's coming up for me around planning today is that I'm really, really compressed for time right now. And so there's like big vision things I want to plan, but I like am kind of paddling to finish things that like have to get done, like stuff, some of it's not even for my business. It's like my teaching, my students, I'm in an anti-racism course. It's just like, there's all this work and like, it's just like, I feel like I don't have any time for like the larger, and it's kind of a trap, but it's like, I feel like I don't have time for like the larger visioning pieces right now. I'm literally like.
Yeah, totally. I'm so glad you brought that forward. Cause I feel like as I was thinking about our time together today, hi Calvin. What I was thinking about is like why this is so important, like doing these kind of like blueprinting sessions and setting aside the time for this is because if we don't, we're always in that like hamster wheel feeling. And we're always just like reacting and not like taking any time to sort of look forward and think about and not letting things slip through the cracks. So yeah, you're here today. Hopefully you can get some planning done today. And it seems like a lot of this has evolved in that a lot of us are using this time to actually do the blueprinting, even if you're not actually doing a work chunk. It's like, get the blueprint done and then it's done. So.
Meaning like putting things in the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Anyone else want to have a quick say hi?
I'll say that in Bali, yeah, planning is hard. I think a few of us are using Monica Shaw's planner, and that has really helped me. But yeah, like having a blueprint doesn't necessarily mean it's like sorted, especially because everything is taking me like 2 or 3 times longer. So I think for me today, I am going to try to use the work chunk for something, yeah, for this workshop I'm doing tomorrow that I've barely marketed. And try to deal with March. Yeah, just because the last week in February is like, damn, yeah.
It came out quick, right? I got distracted because I was going to get the link for Ilana. So if anyone has that, but I feel like
there's... I'll get it for you, Ilana.
Okay, great. Thank you. What I was just going to say is it is like the blueprint is a living document, right? It's not a tattoo. And, you know, I've noticed as we've been doing this consistently every month, because I wasn't always doing it so consistently, that like there are things that carry over from month to month that maybe don't get completed. And like to do that without shame and blame and like judgment is helpful. And also just say, okay, this is still on my radar. Not done yet, but I'm going to keep it on the radar, keep it on the list. So yeah. Good. Anyone else want to share, say hi?
Hi, it's Gail. I just wanted to say hi. I'm in the kitchen. I'm making mom's brunch. I just finished shopping. My intention is to go back to planning, and I also am using Monica's planner as soon as I finish all of this. But I put you guys on because knowing that you're doing it and knowing that I'm committed to doing it is helpful to me right now. So I'm just kind of listening in.
Great.
Yeah.
And I mean, like one thing that might be helpful is for you to like, when will you set aside the time to do it yourself? But yes, taking in this energy will help make that happen.
Yeah. I actually want to do this as soon as I finish her prep.
Awesome. Yeah. Good.
So. Thanks.
I think I'm feeling frustrated. Because even though I know, like I'm trying to get in my head, planning is not perfection. Planning is a projection. And I've been taking ground in terms of really getting a handle on how long it takes me to do certain things and ways to be more effective. I'm still in that mode where the plan that I create tends to end up a little bit aspirational, and I have to really manage around my disappointment with it. And then today I may just be like, okay, I'm going to do this little piece and then go sit outside. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Perfect. And go ahead.
Now anyway, so.
Oh, well.
But I'm also freshly
fallen.
Yeah, my computer's also doing weird things this week where, like, I can't blame it on Mercury retrograde because, like, it's gone direct, where I'm, like, trying to pull up, like, last month's blueprint to kind of double check it, and I can't find the file anywhere, and I know it's there. So it's either here or it's there, and the same thing happened to me with my 1130 client. I was like, I know I have your notes in digital form here. My computer is telling me they don't exist. But I know that they're there. And it was just like, So there's kind of like, do I want to do the blueprinting or do I just want to like find all of my files again? Like,
right.
So it's just a weird day. And I'm thinking I'm just going to let it be a weird day. And maybe I'll just do the skeletal structure of a blueprint instead of the full flesh out today.
like at least getting the goals down and the action steps under the goals without calendaring them or something like that.
Yeah.
Have you found, Anne, that I know what you mean about that aspirational piece. Do you find that as you're getting more consistent with doing this, that like you're getting more reality based? Like, we don't want to lose all the aspiration, but like you're more understanding like what can I actually accomplish in a day so that you're not having that disappointment?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's what I meant by, you have taken some ground, is that it's beginning to come closer to an awareness of reality, and that, okay, you know, maybe I'll put 5 things on the list, but 3 of them is what's realistic. Whereas even a couple of months ago, I might've put 7 to 10 things on the list and then been super disappointed that I didn't get, you know, to 2/3 of them. So this is definitely progress. It's just, you know, you just want to be able to snap your fingers and be in the new space and not have it have to be practiced, but that's not reality.
Exactly. Yeah. And I did that yesterday, you know, I made a list of like 12 things and I'm like super sad at the end of the day. And I'm like, wait, but I did a lot of them, but okay. Anyway, hi, Bryn. We're just doing a quick check-in if there's anything you want to share about planning, and then we'll get into it. You're good? Okay. Anyone else want to say hi?
I'll say hey. It's been a little bit.
Good to see you.
I have 4 kids downstairs, so I'm going to try to focus as best as I can. But I think I didn't get to hear everyone's conversation because I got here late and they're going nuts down there. But I'm feeling frustration about my planning also not necessarily always coming to plan. So just kind of like inching my way along as like the primary caregiver. Sometimes I get a little bummed because I don't make as much progress. You don't have like the energy and I'm not in the headspace to like do the kind of work I want to do. But I am really making good on the time that I do get. So I'm trying to be like really gracious about that. I think I'm looking forward to spending this time to setting new goals and making new plans. Spring is a good time for me. I love spring. So I'm excited to start growing some things.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think having that grace for yourself is so important, so that, you know, using the time that you have when you have it and just like being really understanding with yourself when you don't. Thank you. Wessa, do you want to say hi?
Just going to say hi. And Calvin, I've also had 4 children, which accounts for my really bad habits right now, because I just gave up. And so I'm still working on getting myself, and I've got 2 grandkids in the house still. So, and Mondays was always my day. You know what? Mondays, everybody goes away. Monday was always my day. So I'm kind of annoyed I'm planning on Monday, because it's an old habit of like, yeah, I'm doing nothing. I'm up all weekend, you know? So anyway, but I keep showing up and I keep, you know, getting some kind of plan in, and I keep doing my best, just like Ann said, chipping away and starting to get the feel of what's reasonable and all of that stuff.
And it also feels like that, as this being your day, like this can also be a day, and this, I could be totally projecting this, but I'm like, as it's your day, like you get to decide how you spend it, and you're spending time with your business too, instead of caring for other people. So
can this fit into that? Usually it's been like an internal quiet day after a weekend of everybody home kind of thing. And we did Joanna's dream work thing a couple weekends ago, and that really, the technique that she gave us just really opened up like a whole new way for me to interact. And I had a dream last night. I don't always get dreams, but this one just keeps opening up. And so I've spent the morning like, you know, in this other realm. And so I've got to, you know, come back. What am I going to do with this now? So,
right. Like how to use that information in the practical way now.
Yeah. And get a little bit faster at the back and forth, a little bit quicker at the
anyway, instead of taking a whole day, take a morning, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, and it takes
all time. Right. I know, spring. I'm in New Hampshire. This is, it's snowing out. Spring isn't until May.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one here. Spring. But it does feel like, you know, time is also going quicker than we think. And it does feel like, even though it's February, it is kind of like a nice time to look toward the spring, which we know is coming. So
vaguely,
we hope is coming. All right, so let's get into the blueprinting part. And we'll, you know, talk about, we'll give you some time to plan out what March might look like for yourself. And the first question is, what are 1 to 3 goals that you want to have for March? Something as simple as 2 new clients, completing copy for your website, creating your ideal schedule. Those are my 3 for March. But whatever that is for you, that's going to support your business. What are your 1 to 3 goals? And once you have them down, write them in the chat. Just keeping in mind what we've talked about, some of you shared with the aspirational goals, like 1 goal is plenty, right? 2 goals, you know, does not have to be 3 or more. We'll do some journaling questions after you guys put your goals in the chat. Great, I love what I'm seeing here. That involve, like with life and health goals, it's, you know, they all feed each other too. So it's great. If you want to share those, you can. Yeah, lots of outreach, you know, which as we're in the winter phase, doesn't always feel like we're probably all feeling, well, I know I am. And maybe you're not in winter in your life, even though it's winter outside, but it's great to think about the outreach as we're ready to shift out of winter into spring. All right, so the questions I'll put in the chat are, why have you chosen these goals? How will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? Thank you. And whoever just joined, we don't see your name. If you want to say hi or let us know who you are. It's a 336 number. Yeah, and that's so important that it reduces the stress around it as you build your outreach muscle, right? Like it becomes less of a hassle, less of a, you know, fear thing the more you do it. Yeah. Great, and ball, yeah. Okay, so next question. How do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? Yeah, I mean, I love seeing the energy to bring, and, you know, the last thing we want is to feel like we're slogging through something. And, you know, it's just so important to recognize when it does feel like that, just like chore or hassle, and how we can shift that in the moment so that as we're working toward our goals, we're not bringing that in. All right, next step is for each goal, break it down into 30 to 60 minute action steps. So, you know, a lot of you talked about outreach and new clients. So with outreach, you know, what specifically does that mean? You know, writing a newsletter, drafting the newsletter, editing the newsletter, sending the newsletter, right? Those are all individual chunks. You know, if it's individual outreach, drafting the email template you're going to use, compiling the list, right? I'm just looking at your other, some of the other examples that you have. You know, with the completing the website copy, that's something that I feel like I knew for myself. It's just been like, keeps getting shoved aside. So it's like really putting time in the calendar for writing, you know, visioning and writing. Yeah, and Ilana, like what are the specific things that you need to get your new offerings out there? You know, what are small manageable chunks you can do? I'm going to give you guys a few minutes just to, you know, really break those down into action steps. And if anyone has any questions, don't hesitate to unmute yourself and ask. So the next journaling question is, what might stand in your way? Oh, actually, before that, sorry, I skipped a step. Take a few minutes to look at all of your action steps and put a date next to it and when you're going to do it. This is the part that often I get stuck on personally. If it helps you to put the week that you want to accomplish it for the month of March, do that. And then it could be like one of the ways that I have worked on it is that I'll put the week in my blueprint. And then when I'm doing the weekly planning for that week, I'll schedule a specific time block in. You know, I don't feel like I can plan the last week of March right now, but I know there are certain things that I can put in that week at the beginning of that week. Does that make sense? Like next to your action step, put like the week of March 3rd or March 7th. And then when it's the beginning of that week, you can plot in exactly when that will be. Yeah, and that's a great question. I'll have to check with Joanna. I mean, I don't think that she created it herself either. You know, I feel like there's so much overlap, but you know, you can post that in the CMC Facebook group and ask her directly. But that's probably the easiest. Yeah. I'm sure you could create something like this that's, you know, very similar, and you can say, I learned this from Joanna.
Well, and there's so much we do with our clients that's from sacred depths, but we don't say every time, this is from sacred depths. This, like, it's just part of our methodology. So that's, but I just don't know where, when the things are a lot more structured, if there's lines. So I'll post it in CMC.
Yeah, she'll know. She'll have a specific answer. Okay. And now if you're ready, you can write what might stand in your way. What are the inner blocks? What are the outer blocks? Sometimes I feel like inner and outer are like conflated, especially when you're caregiving, because there is a literal other person right in front of you. but it's also that inner pull and inner responsibility that can be looked at, managed, and addressed. But just what is that for you? What are the inner and outer blocks? Sometimes it is just blocking out time and having strong boundaries. Again, that's inner and outer. So once you've identified what's going to stand in your way, what can you do about that? What are the boundaries or structures that need to be put in place? What are the care, self-care actions that you need in order to be able to accomplish these action steps? All right, so time for our work chunk. We'll take about 45 minutes. It's almost 1:35, so we'll go till about 2:20. What's one action step you'd like to accomplish during our time together? And please write it in the chat so we can all be holding that energetically for each other. You know, again, it could be completing your blueprint for the month, or pick one of these action items that you've written down and take this time for yourself. I will be here on the Zoom. We're all here, but if you have questions during this process, you can. You can ask in chat, or you can ask verbally. And before we move into that, think also about the energy you want to bring as you accomplish that goal. And you can put that in the chat as well. And I'd love for us to just take a moment to connect in with your heart and to that sacred commitment that you're making to yourself to do this action. So if you want to close your eyes, place a hand on your heart or two hands on your heart, and just see yourself, see this action, see yourself completing this action and bringing in the energy that you want and connecting it to how it serves and supports your goal. Let's take a nice breath in together. Let it all out with a sigh. And you're off. I'm here if you need anything. And yeah, enjoy. I love the energy you guys are bringing. It's so great. All right, have fun. Thank you, Inval. 2:20. We'll come back at 2:20.
Caitlin?
Hi.
Hi. I'm looking at Joanna's like printout thing. Oh, I don't know if you can see it. And there's a step six missing, or maybe I'm missing step six. On her module three blueprinting kind of form that she has.
I can't see it because of the green screen. It just shows up the flowers. Yeah.
So it goes to like step four, break each goal into 1 to 2 half-hour baby steps. Step five, plug each baby step into the next 4 weeks. And it's got like a big chart graphy thing. Mm-hmm. And then it's a step seven. So it skips from step five to step seven, only for the upcoming week, assign each item for this week, a day of the week. And then it goes to step eight. Review and reassess each month. So I was wondering.
Let me see. I'll see if I can pull it up. It could just be a typo that it was meant to be six and she skipped the number, but I'll see if I can pull it up and I'll get back to you.
That's great. Thanks.
Okay. Brynn, I think it was just a typo.
Thank you. I was thinking that. And now I have less to worry about. One less step.
Right, exactly. You got all the steps.
Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. We've got a couple minutes before we wrap up. And I'd love to hear some celebrations, even if you didn't fully accomplish what you set out to do. What is there to celebrate? And what are you taking from our time together today? And whoever wants to start can just jump in.
I'll jump in. I was pleasantly surprised about how far I got on kind of refreshing my outreach list. And I even got 3 requests to connect messages sent. So that's done for the day. So I don't have to think about that. Nice. It's kind of nice to see it flow, and then just to kind of notice where my thoughts go as I'm going through it and watching. Like today I was able to kind of observe myself going into the, oh no, I couldn't put that person on my list because, well, why not? You know, you're not asking them to marry you. You're just asking them, you know, if they're open to having a conversation. So,
right.
Yeah. Just sort of watching that shift starting to occur. It's been kind of nice.
Yeah, it's so great because it's like, it can feel so awkward to just have that initial outreach, but ultimately it's like, it's a win-win, you know, you have something to offer them, you know, that is super valuable. And so, yeah, it's not icky at all. It's actually great.
Well, and like finding people on my LinkedIn profile, because I haven't done anything with it for over a decade and I finally kind of refreshed the information, going, wow, I haven't talked to that person in 15 years and they're doing something completely different. That's a really good compliment. I should definitely reach out to them. And just the excitement about being able to even just reconnect with some old acquaintances in the process. That's pleasant too.
Totally. No, that's great. I'm so glad you shared that. Thank you, Anne. Who else wants to share celebrations, takeaways?
I'll share that I finally sent out this email that I've been like procrastinating on, which was an invitation to attending ceremony that I'm creating to support me in birthing this larger mother artist salon. And what I'm taking away is that like, it's this really fine dance between forcing effort and like, when you're in the right moment, it happens really quick. It was like, I wrote all the copy and sent it and did that in like 30 minutes, but I've been like waiting and holding and just like, you know, for however long. So it was cool to just see how quickly it can happen when it's ripe to happen. But again, there's like a dance between just procrastinating and being like, oh, it's not right. But like also for me, forcing doesn't work either. So I have to like really work to find and understand that balance.
So what do you think like shifted it for you in this case where it didn't feel forced? To me, the word that keeps coming to my mind is commitment. Like you just committed and did it. But what for you? Would you say?
I think that I made a shift from like pushing myself to have the actual launched event on that day to creating something that was a step in between that also made it that I'm not doing it alone, but I'm actually creating community around it before I even create and launch the event. And that for me is a healing and good intermediary step.
Yeah. And the adding value, it sort of reminds me of what Anne was sharing about like reaching out where it's, you know, it's not just you're selling a program, but you're actually like inviting people into this like super valuable experience that may also lead to.
Yeah. I mean, this is like me asking my close people and friends to like help me brainstorm and think and co-create and like actually like, what do you call it when you interview people? Like what would actually be of service to you as opposed to me just creating it, but actually getting some feedback and connection around it.
Awesome. That's great. Thanks, Ilana. Who else wants to share celebrations, takeaways? Go ahead, Bryn.
So I actually did the whole format of the blueprinting, which is like a big thing. Usually I kind of jot down like my goals, but I don't like, yeah, go through it all, the pages and stuff. So I was excited. I mean, I know I have to wait till the last page to do it when I hit that week and, you know, that day, but yeah. So I was like, I did it. And I did it in different colors to match the goal to one and color, different color of goal two. That was fun picking those colors out. But I was like, wing. Thank you. Thanks, Lisa.
So I know. I love that. I love like the color coordination. And I have often done that where it's like on the calendar, I'll have like the one goal in one color. And so any action steps associated with that goal, that's my goal eventually to get to with the blueprinting. Awesome. Yay. Okay. Anyone else? I mean, I'm seeing Calvin, you're sharing, got a good bit of writing done. Hooray. Thank you. See you next time. Oh, I was just saying that to Calvin, if anyone else wants to share. He said he had to run, or they said they had to run, sorry. Who else wants to share a celebration or takeaway?
I'm celebrating that I went into GoDaddy and clicked around, and I still have more to click around in there, but that stuff makes me nuts. And next I have to go into HostGator. So
are you going to purchase a domain or
no? I need to get the SSL, and they tell you it comes with your thing, but then you have to buy it, and it's like, which one do you get? And it's I don't know. I had to cancel something else and GoDaddy, and they're telling me I need to set up something. The little yellow setup button is just on my business name and my, you know, Lisa Walsh name. And I'm like, well, what is that? Like, set up what?
I don't know. I know. Thank you.
Yes, it's like, so I did it when I was in the group that I signed in.
Good. I know the whole thing, like I can feel my whole body like clenching just thinking about it.
I know.
But it is good to have the group energy to support you to take those actions that are.
So I'm still signed in. I'm going back in.
Yes. Good. Keep us posted.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm okay. I did start writing this email that's supposed, should have gone out this morning. But yeah. And then I made breakfast because I have like an hour and a half. But yeah, I got started. And I think, you know, if anything, this confirms that maybe I do need a copywriter because it takes me so fucking long to write, or at least until like, I realized with planning that I end up spending, I haven't been spending my time on what's important. Mm-hmm. So
two things. I think your copy is so good. So I guess that's the time that you're spending on it is making it that good. And so I'm like, God, I don't want you to lose that voice, but I also hear you that like if it's taking too much time, like a copywriter could probably convey, but you're such a good writer, you know. So I don't know where the line is there to like find like the great writing that you do and how to save the time.
Yeah, right on. Maybe I'm finding it.
Yeah.
Maybe this is that process, but God has helped me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, this is a big push you've done recently and a lot of writing, and, you know, the more kind of like what Anne shared earlier, the more it's like a muscle. It will probably not take as long the next time.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. When are you going to send out this email today?
Probably only at like 5 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
I need another like at least, 35, 45 minutes on it.
Okay. Great. I'm excited to see it. Thanks. Gail, do you have anything you want to share in our last minute? If you're available to talk, it's okay if you're not. All right, guys, people, thank you so much. So good to see your faces. So good to connect. And we'll see you next month. Bye.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.